And the test site came in and we started getting people from Louisiana, well, all over the United States came in with a test site. And you noticed a change, more liberal people.
What test site?
Mississippi Test Facility in NASA.
Is here near Piggyon?
It's about, oh, 10 miles. And the people just started changing and the rules started changing. First time I can remember that a young sheriff's been elected in this community, in Pearl River County. See, Pearl River County is about the third or fourth largest county in the state. It only has a population of about 30,000.
It's the largest by size then?
Most of the 82 counties in Pearl River County. It's about the fourth largest.
You mean on basis of size or population?
Size. No, it hadn't got 30,000 people. Mm-hmm. And Gulfport blows it along to 40,000 and 50,000. So just their cities are bigger than our county, population wise.
What about the racial distribution here?
You mean on white black ratio?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Two blacks for every five, say whites.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly something like that.
Has there been much racial trouble here?
Very little. Just hardly none at all. Yeah. A couple of incidents, of course, in the school. And we really didn't have much during the school.
Mm-hmm.
When they had the forced integration this year. Didn't have that much trouble.
It's pretty remarkable in a lot of areas, really.
Yeah, well, like I say, this school has been under the freedom of choice deal almost through the 60s, and the blacks chose to stay in the black schools, and the Fed said you did have to combine schools, and the blacks really didn't want to come to our schools. So they didn't want it, we didn't want it either, but we had to. Really no trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So there's good blacks over there. A lot of friends are black.
Mm-hmm.
So I really never have thought about the black trouble.
It's really, I guess it's because it's a rural.
Right, well, area. Like my dad, he's worked out at the same place since right after the war, and most of the blacks had to work out there too, or paper wood or haul logs. And so they had to work, and we had to work. Everybody got along, didn't have time to squabble, you know. So really not that much trouble.
Do you remember much about when they had the, all the, it's something that I barely remember, because I was only, I guess, about 10 years old at the time or something. But when they had the civil rights demonstrations and everything like that in Jackson and different places up in Philadelphia.
Oh, how it affected here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could sense some of you young blacks want to try it, I guess you'd say, but really your older blacks held it down. So your older blacks here, it gets the same treatment as your older whites or your young whites, you know, with a lot of respect held on both sides. And really the blacks, they don't really get treated that bad here, you know. Because like I say, rural community, I mean, you got a few people that's got money, but most of the people every day has to work or they don't make it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So